The Longleaf Pine Restoration Tour took place yesterday in Liberty County, where participants were able to learn more about what it takes to apply restoration practices to their property. Longleaf pines, which once covered an estimated 90 million acres, now cover less than 3% of their original range. And Brian Pelk, restoration specialist with the Nature Conservancy, says longleaf pine restoration is essential to its sustainability.
There's really no other pine that's better adapted to the potential droughts and fires and storms and bugs, quite like longleaf is. So as far as the resources required to make sustainable products, we feel like longleaf pine is neck and neck with some of the other pines that you know, seem to grow faster, seem to produce more revenue. But in the long run, we feel like longleaf pine is as competitive as those other species and also brings with it so many habitat benefits that other pines simply can't tolerate.
USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service in Florida continues to work with landowners through longleaf pine restoration efforts, and Pelk encourages landowners to learn more about them.
There's almost probably never been a better time to get into the longleaf game. Right now, the economics, the market values with good pole timber are such that longleaf is a really good option. And it's true, there are incentives right now through NRCS, as well as some state Florida Forest Service cost share opportunities like never before. So this may be the time for folks to be considering it.
He said restoring longleaf pine forest will help provide environmental, economic, and wildlife benefits for generations to come. And through the Longleaf Pine Initiative, landowners can qualify for up to 75% payment rates to restore or enhance longleaf pine forest. To learn more about this program, simply contact your local NRCS office. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.